I've been thinking a lot lately about something that's honestly kind of uncomfortable to admit. I don't always like myself. And I don't mean that in any type of dramatic way. I just mean that there are days where I struggle with who I am. There are days where I'm really hard on myself, where I pick apart absolutely everything I say, everything I do, the way I look, the way I act, the way I take up space in a room. And I think that's what's hard about admitting that, because from the outside, I think a lot of people would probably say, you know, but you're so confident, but you're open, you talk about your feelings. And I do, but that doesn't mean that I don't struggle. Actually, I think sometimes the people who are most understanding towards others are the hardest on themselves. Because I can sit with somebody else and tell them, your feelings matter, you're not annoying, you're not too much, you're allowed to be exactly who you are. But then I turn around and somehow don't give myself that same kindness. And that's something I've been trying to understand. Recently, I was hanging out with some friends, and usually these are people that I'm very comfortable around, people that I don't have to pretend with. But this time it felt a little different. I was just so stuck in my head. And I hate when that happens, because instead of actually being present, I'm almost watching myself from the outside. I'm thinking, was that annoying? Did I talk too much? Was that a stupid thing to say? Am I being too much? Or the opposite, am I being too quiet? Do they even want me here? And it's exhausting, because I wasn't actually enjoying the time with the people that I care about. I was busy criticizing myself the entire time. And afterwards, I realized something that honestly made me really sad. The way that I talk about myself was not the way that I would ever talk to somebody else. I would never tell a friend or look at a friend and tell them that they're boring. I would never tell somebody that they're a burden. I would never tell somebody that their personality is too much. But those are things I've thought about myself. And I think a lot of that comes from feeling unseen. Because when you spend your life feeling overlooked, you start internalizing that. You start wondering if there's a reason people don't notice you, if there's something about you that isn't enough. And eventually those thoughts stop feeling like thoughts. They start feeling like facts. But I'm realizing that just because I believed something about myself for a long time doesn't mean it's true. And that's where the idea of becoming somebody I actually enjoy comes from, because I don't think I need to become somebody completely different. I think for a long time I thought I did, though. I thought I needed to be less sensitive, less emotional, less awkward, less affected by things, and, you know, just kind of less me. But maybe the goal was never to become somebody else. Maybe the goal was learning to appreciate myself, who has been there all along. The person who cares deeply, the person who shows up, the person who feels everything, the person who has made it through things she never thought that she would. I know I'm not at the point where I wake up every day and completely love myself. I'm not going to pretend that I am, but I am trying. I'm trying to catch those moments where I'm being cruel to myself. I'm trying to understand that voice in my head. I'm trying to remember that maybe I'm not actually the things that I've convinced myself I am. Maybe I'm not annoying. Maybe I'm not boring. Maybe I'm not too much. Maybe I'm just somebody who spent so long trying to feel like enough. And I think becoming somebody I enjoy starts there, not with perfection, not with changing everything about myself, but with finally learning how to be on my own side. Because I think we spend so much time trying to become someone we're proud of that we forget to appreciate the person who got us here. And I'm trying to remember her. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have any reflections or thoughts, please do let me know. And I look forward to talking to you in the next episode.